Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason. Podcast.
I wonder if you ever get sick of hearing this song. I never would. It would be my dream job, but I don't have any skills. It is the new Morning News, Nancy and Jason here, and sweet Georgia Brown. We've got some guests here we got to get to. Scooter Christensen and Mia Hopkins. Many of you may know Mia.
Sure. I mean, she's a local girl who's gone, been all over the world, and now she's with the Harlem Globetrotters. They are going to be at the Mohegan Sun Arena Saturday, February the 12th.
Yes.
And just want to give you a heads up, because this is going to be a great show, and I've been to many of them.
Game or show? Which one is it? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. So let's start there. Is it a game, or is it a show, or is it a combination of both? What's going on here? No, I'm just messing with you guys.
Well, we do a great job of mixing basketball and entertainment at the same time. So no matter what, you're not going to remember the score.
That's right.
And we're going to win. Worry about that. We're going to win.
You are going to win. I haven't been to see the Harlem Globetrotters since maybe I was in high school. It's a long time now. It's changed a lot. You know, I go back to like the Curly Neal days. When, if you were a Globetrotter, you're also on Scooby-Doo, okay? That's a long time ago. There weren't women on the team. That's a big difference.
Well, you know, the first woman that played for the Trotters was Lynette Woodard back in 1985, and she's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And she kind of set the tone for the women that we have on the team today, so it's pretty cool.
And one of the women is on the phone here, and I believe, is it safe to say you are a Patriot? Is that correct?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, Pittston area, Patriot, basketball. You went around the world playing professionally. What made you decide, you know what, I'm coming back home, going to be a Globetrotter? Was it just the offer, or is this like a goal?
This is cool.
I was actually really striving to play in the WNBA, and I had a really bad tryout. I was trying out in April, and I had a really bad tryout, so I ended up coming home, and then I went and played in a showcase in the Dominican Republic. And then I started playing on a team in Texas, and I actually had a really bad injury while I was in Texas. I tore out my shooting arm. I dislocated my shoulder.
Ooh.
So from that injury, like, I didn't know what was next. So I was basically, like, at an all-time low at that time, and I got the MRI and found out that I had torn my labrum. Ooh. So they gave me, you know, basically a choice if I wanted to get the surgery or not, and I chose no. I wanted to rehab, and literally 3 weeks after that happened, I just started getting back, you know, moving around, doing some basketball workouts and stuff, and my AAU coach called me on the phone out of nowhere. I was in Texas at the time. He called me out of nowhere, and he was like, yo, I got you a tryout with the Harlem Globetrotters, and I'm like, what? Like, I'm like, I can't work out right now. Like, what are you talking about? So, yeah, that's how it happened. Came out of absolutely nowhere. And I was able to seize the moment because of all the preparation and hard work that I did prior to that.
Wow. Talk about, like, I can imagine being at a very low point and having everything just turn around.
Yeah, it was really crazy. And, you know, it's been years of grind. And even, you know, when COVID hit and stuff, like, I was, again, stuck in the valley. I'm like, what am I going to do? Because I just have all this energy inside me. And I knew I was meant for something great. So once I got hurt, at that point, I was like complete surrender. I was just like, you know, it is what it is at this point, because I did everything in my power. And then literally once I just let go and trust, that's exactly when it just came to me.
Well, you played, and I think both of you guys, did you both play around the world basketball? Is that correct?
Yeah, I've been with the team for 18 years. So
you've been with the team, right?
You're a veteran.
Yeah. I'm the OG. But in my ticket with the Globetrotters, I've been to 85 different countries.
Wow.
It's been a true honor and blessing, man, for sure.
It really must be an experience. I have to ask, Scooter, you were also on TV. Were you on The Bachelorette?
Yeah, but not like how people think they think it is.
You weren't looking for love? You were just helping out with, like, somebody else?
I was not looking for love. It was me and my teammates on the show. And what happened was we were playing against the contestants on that show.
Ah.
And whoever did the best won the date with the girl that night.
This just sounds morally reprehensible and awesome at the same time. That's funny.
Nobody won the date. They all lost.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Oh, so, Mia, how many shows have you done with the Globetrotters?
I did 13 shows on my first domestic tour. We did New England. The coolest place that I played so far was the TD Garden.
Oh,
nice.
Okay, so how is this compared to what you've done before? You know, doing it for adoring fans versus the competitive part.
I think it kind of brought like fun back into basketball for me because, like I said before, I've been just head down for a long time, and you know, this kind of brought a lot of light to my situation, and now I can just really have so much fun with it and come back here and inspire and help other people chase their dreams as well.
Right. Again, talking to Scooter Christensen and Mia Hopkins, a member of the Harlem Globetrotters. From where the game was with the Globetrotters, if you saw the Globetrotters 15 years ago to today, we only have about a minute, less than a minute probably. What is the biggest difference fans coming today will notice?
I think the jerseys really pop out because black jerseys now, everybody's used to the red and white striped shorts. Well, we're not doing that this year. And we added a lot of new characters. You're going to see a dunk contest. I don't want to give away too much, but I'm inviting everybody to come out to the Spread Game Tour. You're going to absolutely enjoy it.
Yeah.
So wait, did you just ask me to be in the dunk contest?
Poor Jason.
Oh, I didn't look.
I can't dunk, so
Jason,
I lose.
Jason, like, broke his shoulder playing basketball by himself. How many years
ago? On a Nerf
basketball hoop? What was that?
Was it on a Nerf basketball hoop?
No, I was at a park, and I missed a shot. My feet got wet. I lost my and I went flying. I busted my shoulder.
He's
it was embarrassing.
He's got to stay away from basketball, other than watching it.
My wife won't let me. I'd love to help the team win on the 12th at Mohegan Sun Arena, but I'll let you. You're the professionals. I'm just here, you know, just moral support. So, again, it's the 12th. It's Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday, February the 12th.
5 o'clock.
It's awesome, and for the locals to come out also and support local Mia Hopkins as well as all the other ones. This is going to be great stuff. Harlem Globetrotters, thank you guys for coming on with us. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I'll be rooting for you. I will. Thanks, guys. All right.
Jason, you do not want to go on a basketball court.
Oh, I'm not allowed. My wife will literally say no.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason.
Podcast.
The Harlem Globetrotters. We just talked to local Mia Hopkins and Scooter Christensen. Someone just texted in because you brought up my shoulder. So I played for the Generals 30 years ago. We used to always have a guest general play, typically a local celebrity. I nominate Jason. Giddy up. And it says,
I didn't want him to hurt you.
And then it says, and I use that term celebrity lightly when speaking of Jason. I wrote back, sorry, already taken. I'm a local celebrity popcorn vendor. That's as dangerous as I'm going to be allowed to get.
Yeah.
I wonder if my wife would let me do something.
Someone would want you to go out there after you've hurt yourself by yourself playing basketball. Be careful. And that wasn't even icy. It was just wet.
It was wet.
Yeah.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason.
Podcast.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason.
Podcast.
When it comes to social media, do you think when you look at pros and cons, do you think it's better more than it's worse for society? Or
no.
Do you think the other way around?
I think overall, we're going to look back on this thing, whatever replaces social media, and we'll be like, I'm glad we figured this out because that was going nowhere fast.
Well, 1/3 of Americans believe social media has had a negative impact on society. 42% say it's damaged our political discourse. But there were more positive results related to their own experiences with social media. When asked how you feel about using social media, 80% of you say you're interested in it. 72% say you feel connected because of it. 72% feel happy because of social media. Only 26% said helpless. 22% are jealous. Your impact with family and friends, 49% say it really doesn't have an impact on it. But 31% say it has helped them. So when you look at it overall, I would agree with you, Jason. I believe that overall it's more detrimental than it is helpful. However, I don't think there's ever a way you could go back, because as much as I believe it's more detrimental, I'm not going to say it's overwhelmingly more. I just think maybe like 60-40. Right. I do think that the conveniences that social media has brought to people, and I don't just mean social media, I say the internet altogether. I still think that people need that connected feeling. It connects people, and that, because people, that being alone, loneliness thing.
Well, that really helped, I think, during the pandemic when people were locked down at home. I kept saying locked up before. I meant to say locked down.
But people are, even before the pandemic, I think the people who are lonely, it certainly helps them to feel more connected.
I think when I say, you know, I think we're going to look back on this and go, wow, glad we figured this out. It's to your point. I don't think we're going to get to a point where we go, no more social media. I just think there's going to be... whoever the next Mark Zuckerberg is, they're going to come up with some way that we can do social media in a way that is going to bring communities closer and friends closer. And it's not going to be such a like this endorphin rush. Look, I'm going to admit something. And I was thinking about this driving in this morning. I'm like, last night, my little girl, she's five. She's trying to get my attention. And we just put podcasts of our show up. So I'm working, trying to share these podcasts, trying to get that out. And I was interacting with someone back and forth. My daughter kept asking me, Daddy, trying to get my attention desperately. And I just kept on doing the Twitter thing. I'm going to get a notification. I kept going back to that.
Right.
She's going to remember that stuff. My wife tells me this all the time. But for whatever reason, it hits something. It hits the right spot of my brain that makes me stay with that. And I'm going to regret that. I know I will.
Right.
So I have to like force myself away from that.
Yeah.
Because I think I know I can be better. Not that I'm a bad dad, but it's just...
You're just saying that it... And it does... This happens even when I try to have a conversation sometimes with one of the kids. If they're on the phone doing something, whether it's watching a YouTube video or conversing, I guess, with somebody else or chatting with somebody else, and you ask a question and they get very, like, they have impatient with you, like...
What?
What? Yeah. It really can impact relationships because you're so fixated on that you can't, have a conversation with somebody else. And yes. I think that's really bad. And I don't think that there's a rosy future to this. I honestly think it's just going to get worse. I just think that there isn't going to be a responsibility by some of these platforms. I think most of it's hollow. What they say they're going to do isn't going to change it. You're still going to have people that will gravitate to groups and things that are negative because people naturally gravitate to things they identify with. And it may just become more and more of a cesspool.
There was something called Second Life, which was probably 15, 18 years ago, which was this weird world where you'd go in and you'd have a character and there were people selling. It was selling things and parties and all sorts of weird stuff. Just leave it at that.
Right.
That kind of went away. But this metaverse that Facebook just put out, that's like a far more immersive thing. It could go in that opposite direction where people are literally living their lives, and we have to find a whole new, we have to create a whole new set of rules and understanding for how we're going to go about navigating through that. There was a story, and I haven't seen many people talking about it. There's a story out last week about a woman who said she was in the metaverse and was sexually assaulted by people in the metaverse, which sounds absurd. But the way she describes it, she's using virtual reality. She said these strangers approached her.
I could see where mentally that would be a traumatizing thing because you're immersed in this experience.
The more realistic it feels, the more real it could be. And it is psychologically, maybe not physically. So it's easy to brush off and go, that's absurd. It's just a game. But when it becomes something that transcends real, it blurs that line. We have to rethink all this stuff.
Yeah.
We really do. So I don't know what, I honestly don't know what happens next. All I know is that I just want to play with my daughter more.
I think more people will probably disconnect. You know, I'm not saying the majority. I don't think the majority will. But I think there will be people who say, you know what? I'm going to try to go back to a simpler existence, right? But not everybody does.
I hate to say, this is like a movie thing, but I feel like the only way we end up going back to like the old ways is if something happens to our...
The internet goes down.
Yeah, like someone cuts whatever. They unplug the internet wire like Johnny
it's
and the lights on the runway in airplane. And they go, and then we're like, we can't use it. That's the only way I feel like...
Right, I know. It's not going to change.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason.
Podcast. Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.